This is Austin Pinto for the Blind Geek Zone.
Hello there everyone, and welcome to my review on Windows 8 part number 3. In today's review we will take a look at Narrator, which is an emerging screen reader, and currently it is a very nice competition to all the free and commercial screen readers. It is not all that emerged and all that developed, but whatever it is considered now as a screen reader with Windows 8. So first of all, I'll give you the outline of today. We will take a look at, first of all, I'm going to compare the NVDA in Windows 8 and Windows 7, because XP was really that was crude. I should not even say that helped us get started with our computers setting it up, but Windows 7 came up okay, and Windows 8 has done a great job here. And then we will look at the main Narrator window, take a look at some of the shortcuts and some of the settings that can get us more with Narrator. And then I'm going to do a quick continuation of part 1. That means I'm going to show you the whatever I have not shown with Narrator, such as Store, and I'm going to show you the news and the weather app. I'm going to show you we'll take a quick look at the mail app also with Narrator, and I'll show you Internet Explorer 10 Metro version, and look what we have got today. I'm going to show you Firefox with Narrator. This is really great. It and to tell you what, it supports Chrome even. JAWS and NVDA both support Chrome, but sometimes can be sluggish. But Narrator kind of does it well. But currently I don't have Chrome installed. So if anyone wants, then I will do that. So this is the outline of the podcast. So really a big thanks to all of y'all giving me feedback from part 1 right to part 2, and hopefully there will be feedback for this one. So let's get into the podcast now. The Narrator on Windows 7 was okay. It was like you could get started with your computer setting it up, but other than that there was nothing you could do. It was not even supporting the Microsoft applications properly, so leave alone third party apps. The story was really at least better than XP, I should say. But Windows 8, it supports all of your third party apps, whichever is supported by JAWS and NVDA. However, the way you locate the way you navigate inside the apps with Narrator has changed. So you use the modifier key and things. We will take a look at that. I will go show you the list of keys that are included there, and we'll get started with that. will be the first thing that we'll take a look at. So then let's get into the demonstration. I'm gonna call up Narrator. I may just pick up NVDA because it's my primary screen reader, but please excuse me for that. Instead of Narrator, I may call it NVDA. So now the problem is Narrator's volume, and I've got no trick to set that on high. I've set that full, but still it is low, so I don't know how this will come up on the demo, but if it does not come up well, then I'll try to do my best, and you know, I'm gonna repeat whatever narrator says, so we will see how it does. Here we are then. I should say my narrator is on. I'm on the narrator settings window, and I'm going to unplug my headphones so that narrator can here we go. Okay, so here we are. The Windows 8 narrator calls itself narrator settings window, so that is the same as the general startup window of narrator. It's gonna come up you know, when it starts up, it'll say narrator settings window. And guess what? Yeah, I forgot to tell you one more thing. Narrator has, I don't know if this was there in Windows 7. I don't even know if this works in Windows 8. I do not have a display here, but someone can try this out. Microsoft has included Braille support for the Braille display. So this is one thing which you who use Braille while using a computer will really look forward to. So that they have done a commendable job with this. So then, we are in the main window here, the NVDA the narrator launcher.
Ease of access center window.
I'm going to close out this. The ease of center.
Sound recorder window. Running programs. Mozilla Firefox. Selected. 8 of 24. Running programs. Current application narrator settings 1 of 3.
Okay then.
Not selected. Sound recorder.
Narrator
three.
Sometimes
settings 1 of 3.
You know,
no advanced information available.
Yeah.
Navigation.
This
change how you interact with your PC using
this sometimes creates some problem while getting in focus. So you'll have to just alt tab around a little bit and then you'll be fine.
General.
Okay then.
Press any key on the
help.
Exit narrator.
We'll start from the exit narrator, and then there is help.
Help. Link.
We will eventually go into help, but first I'm going to tab around the window and show you what's there in there.
Press any key on the keyboard to hear the name of that key. Press caps lock plus F1 to review the full set of narrator commands. Press the tab key to navigate through the options. Press caps lock plus escape to exit narrator.
So you heard that tutorial. This is really great. And yeah, I'm going to show you the sounds in narrator, the different TDS engines. It is SAPI 5, but there are different synthesizers there. So I'll have to show you. And someone asked me if narrator was available in Portuguese. I am going to search for that, and I'm going to add this, I think, towards the end of the podcast. So please, if anyone wants to know in which languages narrator is available, better that listen to the end, because it'll be added before my contact information, that is to be precise. So yeah, this is a tutorial. Press any key to hear its name to exit NVDA. Now this is good, what they have done. Let's say you are on Internet Explorer and or any other window for that matter, and you press caps lock plus escape, the exit NVDA dialog will come on screen. So that is, you don't need to go to the NVDA window and, sorry, narrator window. I really going to pick up on this now. You don't need to go to the narrator window and you know, click on exit and press yes there. So that is a good thing. We will press Control F1.
Press any key on the keyboard to hear the name of that key. Press Caps Lock plus F1 to review.
Yeah, Caps Lock plus F1 will give us the list of NVDA shortcuts. So we will do that in a minute. But
General, change how narrator starts and other standard settings button.
So here we get the general settings. This will tell us that how should narrator start. Should it start with a PC? Or should it start with how should it start?
Navigation, change how you interact with your PC using narrator button.
This is another setting which we will take a look at. We'll take a look at all the settings here.
Voice, change the speed.
I'm going to show you the voice
commands,
first.
Create your own keyboard commands.
And this is really great. If you want something, you can create your own keyboard shortcuts for that. So this is it's fabulous here what they have done. I think in the next version, who knows, they may include scripting here, because they have included the editing of the keymap file. So they are on the way to include scripting in there.
Minimize this window and return to your app button.
This is self-explaining. It will minimize the window and return to your current app.
Exit narrator button.
Here we go. We are back on the exit narrator here. So we will go into... I'm kind of doing this the reverse order here. I'm going into the voice settings first.
Minimize
just to show you
commands.
What
voice change the
are the different synthesizers here.
Voice speed 50% slider.
And it said 50. I don't want to set that too high. Otherwise, first it said the volume is low, and then some people may not understand.
Voice volume 100%
so
slider.
The volume is set at full. I don't know what's going on here.
Voice pitch 50% slider. Select a different voice for narrator. Microsoft David desktop editable combo.
Okay,
box.
So
shortcut alt
plus we
speed.
Are
collapse.
Listening to Microsoft David currently, Microsoft David desktop, and I'm going to show you the different voices here.
Selected up arrow.
Okay, so Microsoft David desktop is the first voice.
Select a different voice for narrator. Microsoft Hazel desktop editable combo
so
box.
So the next is
shortcut,
Microsoft Hazel, and what a voice that is. I think this voice is a bit louder. I'll use this for demo, I think so. Let's see.
Select a different voice for narrator. Microsoft Zira desktop editable combo.
This is Microsoft Zira. So this is, it looks like it's the United States voice. I think we'll keep Hazel for this demo because it's a bit louder, and how clear it is, I think it's workable for this demonstration.
Down arrow.
So these are all the voices there. I don't know. I'll have to really search for the Portuguese thing and which language is they available.
Select a different voice for narrator. Microsoft Hazel desktop. Find other voices that work with narrator.
Yeah,
link.
I think find the other voices
back
that work.
http://go.microsoft.com/fw/link/?q=21-2298 editable.
Wow, this is really nice. It's giving us a link, and then it read to us the URL also. So that's very nice. I think here you will find the languages available with narrator. Let me just search for it and I'll add it in the end of the podcast.
Save changes to these settings.
I'm going to save changes to these settings.
Press any key on the keyboard to hear the name of that key. General, navigation, voice.
So voice we have done.
Volume, navigation. Change how you interact with your PC using narrator button.
Okay, let's take a look at these settings here.
Voice, navigation, enter. Read and interact with the screen using the mouse unchecked checkbox. Shortcut Alt plus.
So here you can tell narrator that read and interact with the screen using a mouse. That means even it supports mouse, and yeah, it of course supports touch screens really well. I've heard a podcast on this, and I don't know when and where, but if I get the source, I will link it to you.
Activate keys on the touch keyboard when you lift your finger.
There you go.
Checkbox. Shortcut.
I said it supports touch screen, and here we go. Activate keys on touch keyboard when you lift your finger. That's because I do not have a touch keyboard here, but if I have, this would have been checked.
Enable the narrator cursor to follow the keyboard focus checkbox. Shortcut.
So here we go. This is like the JAWS cursor and the PC cursor thing of sorts. So they are kind of imitating the free and commercial screen readers, which is really nice. Narrator now is a viable alternative here. It's really a great alternative for a screen reader with Windows 8.
Select the narrator cursor movement mode, normal, editable combo box.
Okay, so here there's normal.
Plus C. Up arrow.
Here we are. We are in
tab. Alt. Running programs. Current application narrator settings 1 of 3.
I find this voice a bit loud here.
Focus on select the narrator cursor movement mode, normal, editable combo box.
So the first option is normal.
Select the narrator cursor movement mode, advanced, editable combo box.
Advanced. I really don't know what difference will this make. The cursor movement mode.
Down arrow.
So we'll keep it to normal here.
Cursor movement mode, normal. Save changes to these settings.
No, I've not made any changes. I'm going to cancel out of here.
Help, link.
I'm going to just escape.
General navigation. Void. General.
Now then, the general settings are basically just start narrator with your PC and things. So that I'm not going to go in. That is explored on your own. Okay then. Now let's go to the interesting part. Let's show you some of the narrator shortcuts here. What's there, narrator?
Caps lock.
Caps lock. Caps lock and F1.
Caps lock.
And you heard that
search
click.
Search all commands window. Focus on search box. Editing explorable text.
So there's a search box up.
Stop
first.
Stop reading. Control. Do primary act. Stop reading. Control. Selected.
There you go.
72.
Wow, there's 72 commands here. In the consumer preview, there were some 60 something, so they have added a lot here. Stop reading is control. That's the basic JAWS command. Anyway, now what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to skim through these commands quickly without repeating anyone. And if anything requires explanation, I will stop and explain there.
Do primary action, caps lock plus space, selected, 2 of 72.
Do primary action means it will basically keep a focus on, it will tell you what's in focus and activate that button there. So that's one command that you need to use.
Move to next item, caps lock plus right arrow. Selected.
So,
3 of 7.
As I told you, sorry, narrator is going towards voiceover of the Mac. So, moving towards the next item is caps lock and right arrow. So,
move to previous item, caps lock plus left arrow. Change view, caps lock plus up arrow. Selected. 5 of 70.
Change view. I need to really examine this command here.
Change view. Caps lock plus down arrow. Show commands list. Caps lock plus F1. Selected.
So this is what I did now. It will show the commands list.
Show commands for current item. Caps lock plus F2. Selected.
Wow. This is like the Jaws hotkey for a software here. So this is really nice. We will take a look at the commands for Index Explorer if they are not here when we launch it.
Toggle search mode. Caps lock plus enter. Selected. 9 of 72.
Toggle search mode. I don't know what does this do.
Start reading. Caps lock plus M. Selected. Toggle search. Start reading. Caps lock plus M. Selected.
Wow. I think that this is for say all, the say all command in JAWS. This is really unbelievable here. Caps lock plus M. We need to take a look at this in an internet page here. We will do that later.
Exit narrator. Caps lock plus escape. Selected. Lock narrator key. Caps lock plus Z. Selected.
Okay. Lock narrator key is if you press caps lock plus Z, you do not need to press the caps lock again if you want to do a narrator commands. Let's say you want to do a caps lock right arrow to move to next item, and there are many items on screen, so just press caps lock Z, and the only thing you need to do is then press your right and left arrow keys, and to unlock the same key, you know.
Pass keys to application. Caps lock plus X.
Wow.
Selected.
You can pass keys directly to the application. This is fabulous.
Toggle keystroke announcements. Caps lock plus F12. Selected. 14 of 72.
This
repeat
is brilliant.
Phrase. Caps lock plus V. Selected. 15 of 7. Increase voice volume. Caps lock plus page up. Selected. 16 of 72. Decrease voice volume. Caps lock plus page down. Increase voice speed. Caps lock plus plus. Decrease voice speed. Caps lock plus minus. Read item. Caps lock plus D. Selected. Read item advanced. Caps lock plus F. Selected. 21 of 70.
This is really awesome. I should say that. They have done a commendable job here.
Read item spelled out. Caps lock plus S. Selected.
Read item spelled out. Wow.
Red window. Caps lock plus W. Selected. 20.
Now this is like the, I think this is like the virtual window in JAWS. I've never used all these commands here. I never even used narrate all that much. So.
Read all items in containing area. Caps lock plus R. Selected. Toggle mouse mode. Caps lock plus num lock. Selected. 25 of 72.
So caps lock num lock toggles mouse mode here.
Toggle navigation mode. Caps lock plus O. Selected. Move to last item in containing area. Caps lock plus Q. Selected. Move narrator cursor to system cursor. Caps lock plus G. Selected. 28 of 7. Move narrator cursor to pointer. Caps lock plus T. Selected.
So this is like the PC cursor and the JAWS cursor again.
29. Set focus to item. Caps lock plus tilde. Selected. 30
so the
of
caps
72.
Lock plus grav will set focus to the item here.
Go back one item. Caps lock plus backspace. Selected. 31 of 72. Jump to linked item. Caps lock plus insert. Selected. 32 of
caps
72.
Caps lock plus insert. Oh, that's
read
good.
Read current row header. Caps lock plus F10. Selected. 33 of read current column header. Caps lock plus F9. Selected. 34 of 72. Read current row. Caps lock plus F8. Selected. Read current column. Caps lock plus F7. Selected. Read which row and column narrator is in. Caps lock plus
this
F5.
Is really great.
Selected. Jump to table cell. Caps lock plus F6. Jump to cell contents. Shift plus caps lock plus F6. Read text from start to cursor. Caps lock plus close square bracket. Selected. 40 of 72.
Caps lock plus, you know, close the, I think this is the left parent, I think, I don't know what.
Read text attributes. Caps lock plus 0. Selected.
So these will read the text attributes. I think these are fonts and things. This is really a superb development here.
Read document. Caps lock plus H. Selected.
Read document.
42
of
72.
42. I think this is the help, like the user guide and things, I think. I don't know what this read document will do. Because there is a caps lock plus M to start reading, so I don't know what this caps lock plus H will do. I think H for help, so.
Read current page. Control plus caps lock plus U. Selected.
Control caps lock U is to read current page. This is really, I'm getting into, I'm thinking of switching over to narrator here. A lot here, because the way they have developed their keys, it's really great.
Read next page, caps lock plus U, selected, for, read previous page, shift plus caps lock plus U, read current paragraph, control plus caps lock plus I,
selected. So you can of course read in say all mode,
46,
caps lock plus M, you can read page by page, that's caps lock plus U and shift caps lock U. And you can read paragraph by paragraph also. This is really great.
Read next paragraph. Caps lock plus I. Selected. 47 of 72.
Caps lock plus I is going to read your next paragraph.
Read previous paragraph. Shift plus caps lock plus I. Selected. Read current line. Control plus caps
so
lock plus
you I. Can read line by line as well.
Read current line. Control plus caps lock plus O. Selected.
Control caps lock O is going to read line by line here.
Read next line. Caps lock plus O. Selected. 50 of 72. Read previous line. Shift plus caps lock plus O. Read current word. Control plus caps lock plus P. Selected.
So you can read current word also.
Read next word. Caps lock plus P. Selected. Read previous word, shift plus caps lock plus P. Read current character, control plus
wow.
Caps lock plus open square bracket.
This is really so like geology
next
channel.
Character, caps lock plus open square bracket. So read previous character, shift plus caps lock plus open square bracket. Move to beginning of text, caps lock plus Y, selected.
Caps lock plus Y is going to move you to the beginning of text.
Move to end of text. Caps lock plus B. Selected. 59 of 72. Rewind while reading a document. Caps lock plus N.
Yeah,
selected.
I think this is for the NVDA help here because I don't know what does rewind while reading a document mean. Really, some of these commands have to be explained in a bit detail. Otherwise, this is a very nice screen reader.
Fast forward while reading a document. Caps lock plus comma. Select. Jump to next heading. Caps lock plus J. Selected.
Wow, so you can do a heading level navigation 62. In Internet Explorer also. This is, I should say, brilliant. I have no words for this.
Jump to previous heading. Shift plus caps lock plus J. Selected. Jump to next table. Caps lock plus K. Selected. Jump to previous table, shift plus caps lock plus K. Selected.
And what's more is you can create your own keys. So what more do you want? You can make it like your own screen reader. Customize some of your keys and you know, make it like your own screen reader here.
Jump to next link. Caps lock plus L.
So
selected.
You can go to
66.
Link navigation also.
Jump to previous link.
And you will
shift plus
see
caps
that.
Lock plus L. Read current time and date. Caps lock plus C. Selected.
There you go. Current time and date. Let's check this out now. Caps lock plus C.
7:40 a.m. Wednesday, September the 26th.
Okay, 2000. This is September 26th, 7:40 and some a.m. This is like really a superb keystroke here.
Jump to next cell in row. Caps lock plus F3. Jump to previous cell in row.
So they have even keystrokes for Excel or tables, I should say. This is nice. And what does Narrator support here? It supports Microsoft Word. It supports Microsoft PowerPoint in a nice way, and Excel. So those three are covered. It supports Firefox and supports Chrome. Though Chrome I can't show you now because I don't have it installed. So if anyone wants me to do that, I'll do a small section on that. Then it supports all the Metro apps. That's not to be said because those are Microsoft's native apps, so it does support that. And it supports most of the third-party apps. All the apps that use a standard UI are supported. Those apps which are very flashy and things, they're NVDA kind of Narrator kind of supports, but it be a little sluggish on them. So
jump to next cell in column. Caps lock plus F4 selected. 71 of jump to previous cell in column. Shift plus caps lock plus F4 selected. 72 of 72.
There you go. These are all the keystrokes in the current Narrator window. Well, what we will do now is I'm going to cover the new things first. I'm going to show you Firefox first because this is a new thing. I've never covered it in the podcast. I've of course showed you Store and things with JAWS, but I'm going to show you that later. I'm going to show you Firefox up first.
D. Mozilla Firefox selected.
Mozilla
8
Firefox.
Of 24.
I'll hit enter on that.
Enter. Mozilla Firefox window. Focus on about. Blank.
There you go. I'm going to read.
Please wait while the login page is loaded.
And that's my network login page loading up there. We'll take a look at that page. And we'll take a look at. Let's see. I'm going to open up my Facebook. That's Sweet Desai. And that's reading up. A little
up arrow.
Different here.
Down arrow.
It's still loading up the page.
Internet service editable combo box.
Now
escape.
It's loaded up here.
Check account details editable combo box.
And we are
Internet
in a combo
service.
Box.
Sweet
what I'm going to
do. Up arrow. Down arrow.
So we'll test the say all mode in this page here. Let's see what we get.
Caps not on explorable text.
Okay, so this is only for explorable text here. So
item view.
So it says item view.
Item view. Cap header image.
Okay, then there are some items here.
Home. Caps lock. Up arrow.
And this is Firefox 16, by the way. So the time when I tried was Firefox what, 10 or 11? This is 16, so I don't know
down
how
arrow.
It will work.
Cap. Internet service. Editable combo box.
So we are in a combo box that's saying internet service.
Internet service selected. Require check account details. Internet service selected. 2 of 2.
So these are the toggles in the combo box. And we
editing
press tab.
Text.
Well, let's go to another page here. Let's go to my Facebook page.
Alt. Go to a web. Backspace. M. Full stop. F. A. C. E. B. K. F. O. M. Editing
let's
text.
Let's see if this works up.
Please wait while the login page.
Okay, I need to log in now.
Up arrow. Powered by internet editing hidden. Hidden. Editing text.
Okay, so up I'm arrow. Just gonna log in here.
Anthony 100 hidden. Shritizer okay. Mozilla Firefox window. Focus on login button. Enter.
There you go.
Shritizer.
So I've logged into my network here and we are good to go.
Go to a web backspace M full stop F A C E O K C M.
I really don't know how Firefox 16 will work with Narrator because there are some accessibility issues that what I've seen even with other screen readers, but it's workable. So
up arrow.
NVIDIA of course
item view.
You know, will
down arrow Facebook link.
Now the way okay the way you navigate through web pages is, let's say you are on let's try the heading level navigation here. No, but this page won't have any headings here. If you are on links, you will use the tab key and navigate, and when you come to an explorable text, then you have to use your reading keys, that's caps lock M and things. So we are on links now.
Search link home link alt plus shift
plus
zero.
I'm using the tab to navigate.
Timeline link alt plus shift plus one value http://m.facebook.com/austin.pito.37?refit=sign8 editable.
Wow, I must tell you, this is really better than some of the screen readers, because what it does, it gives you a link timeline and it gives you a straightforward URL to that, which no other screen reader as far as I've used does. So you can enter that URL in your browser, open up another tab, enter that URL and go through your timeline. This is really nice.
Friends link.
So you have friends.
Shift plus two. Value http://.
That's what I was talking about, the URL.
/friends/?refit=sign messages 128 link notifications 7 link alt plus shift editing text.
So here we are, we are in the search box now. We have crossed the links here.
Share button.
Sorry, we're in the post
link.
Box.
Down arrow. Vote. Check in. Link. Foley Alvarez accepted your friend request. Right.
Okay.
On
so these are the notifications. So here we go. This is how Narrator supports Firefox. It's a great way that it supports even Firefox 16, which other screen readers do, but some of them have accessibility issues with that. But Narrator does not. Okay then, Firefox I've shown you. We will go into the store app now. We'll show you the Internet Explorer later at the end. Kind of making some changes to the outline here. Now I'm not going to go into the detail of the store app, like installing apps and things, but I'm going to go through a quick navigation and show you what happens, how does NVDA, narrator behave with this. I'm really sorry, I will not be able to remove the editings for NVDA and narrator. So wherever I've said NVDA, just imagine it as narrator. So I use NVDA as my primary screen reader, so I've got a hang of it. So I'm going to show you what happens with narrator, and let's see. If there are more updates, I'll install some of them, but I'm not going into detail of them. I'm going to just keep this as short as possible, and if anyone wants, then I will split this up into parts. So here we go. I'm going to open up the store app.
Start menu, pane, and focus on mail.
The way
shift.
The
launch mail, non-selected, draggable, expanded, column 1, row 1.
The way a narrator does this is, if I type sound in there, even Jaws does this way, but narrator, if I type sound in there, it will give me sound recorder. So I'll type store here.
Sound recorder window, focus on stop recording button, alt plus
button.
Stop, windows, start menu, pane. Sound recorder and other results found.
So it was sound recorder and other results found.
T. Store found.
So it says store
no
found.
Current character.
Okay, so he'd end on store.
Enter. Window. Window opened. Store. Store window. Focus on explorable text.
So this said, it's still opening up here. It says focusable explorable text here. So
tab.
It's still
tab.
Loading up here because I had updated the store app. So
running
I'll just get into focus.
Current application sound record desktop for. Narrator setting. Store 2 of 4. Store window. Focus on explorable text. Tab. Tab. Back button.
Okay, so there's the back. Here we go. It's loaded up here.
Try again.
Okay, there was some problem here.
Enter.
The store app sometimes gives a few problems to load up here. We need to just see what the problem is, but we will get this organized here in some time.
Focus on Bluetooth devices button. System is secure. Action Center. Austin 9987. Internet access button.
Okay, so my internet is good.
Running programs. Current application narrator setting.
Sometimes
store
is not available here.
Try again. Updates 5.
Okay, it's loaded up here, and I don't know why it's a try again button, but it's loaded up here. So there are 5 updates. As you saw, the part 1 also there were 5, so there's nothing changed here.
Back button.
Okay, so the list of applications are not loaded. We'll have to check that out. I think that is not available because they must be updating something, adding and removing something, so that must not be available here because there's no reason why it should not load. My internet is good, so
back button. Try again. Back button. Try again.
No, I think it's loading up, I think. Or it may not be available. I really don't know what the issue is. But I think you will get a feel of it. Narrator does support the store app real nice. I wanted to show you the application list, but I think that's not available here. So
back button. Try again.
No, it's not available. I think that it's updating here. So, you'll have to quit
Start
the store app. Okay then, that's the abrupt end to the demonstration of the store app. I'm going to show you let's take a look at the weather app here. Let's see what NVIDIA does, NVIDIA does with the weather app.
Store and other results found. E. Skype talking on the web. A. Weather found.
Okay, so weather found, so I can just hit enter here.
Enter. Weather window.
And window it will window take opened. Up a minute to load
weather
here. Not a minute, but some
app.
Some second.
Test. Tab. Tab.
It's still loading up here.
Read the forecast for more days button.
Okay, here we are. We have loaded up here.
Home. Down arrow. Read forecasts from multiple sources button.
So this is
shift.
Some information which JAWS
77 degrees
had not
hazy
given us.
Sunshine. End. Home.
Okay.
Non-selected.
So, we are there on
down
the
arrow. Up arrow.
We are at the top of the weather window here.
WDT link.
And this is WDT.
Read the forecast for more days button.
You can get forecast for more days.
Read forecasts from multiple sources button. Time. Forecast. Feels like. Precip.
Okay, so
8:30 a.m.
This is giving
80
like
degrees light showers. 80 degrees. 95%. 11:30 a.m. 86 degrees showers.
Wow, so this is giving all our focus in one straight window.
8 a.m. Wednesday. Data provided by Forca link.
So this is the way
temperature national 104.
This is national. Let's see what we have got here.
Precipitation.
So we can select from categories here.
Temperature. January. February.
Wow. So this is giving
shift.
A monthly
non-selected
forecast also. So this kind of works very nice with Narrator. It gives JAWS on this app was sluggish. It did not give us much information. But Narrator does. So looks like this is a nice little app. Okay then, I've given you a rough idea of the weather app. Here we go then, I'm going to open up the news app now. That's
stop.
The final app. The mail app with Narrator works the same way as it works with NVDA. There is no special accessibility improvements to the mail app, which I'm going to show you. But I'm going to do, if anyone asks me, I'm going to do a Google Chrome podcast. So, you know, the news app, sorry, the mail app I can show there. Even Internet Explorer, it just works like the way it works in JAWS. But there's no difference. You need to navigate links by tab, and then when you come to an explorable text field, you need to press the caps lock M to read all. Or things. Here we go, opening up the news app here.
People. Narrator and other results. News and other results found.
So here we can't press enter. Oh yeah, we can. W.
News and other results found. News found.
Okay, news found. We press enter on that.
Enter. News window. Window opened. News. Window opened. News.
It's loading up here.
News window. Focus on news. Explorable text. Abuma. Romy return emphasis to economy.
In some applications, 3 hours ago. Reading,
both campaigns returned to economic themes Monday, taking advantage of the roughly 2 weeks remaining before the series of televised debates begins to try to define the race on their own terms. One of one. Non-selected.
So it's reading kind of the headline, I think that is.
Down arrow. Image attribution button. Obama campaign has momentum and nerves.
Obama campaign host momentum and nerves. That's good. The first link. Headline.
Research funded by shale gas industry questioned.
Okay.
MC Clatchy newspapers. 4 hours ago.
This gives news of different newspapers here. And even this app, you need to navigate with the tab, you know, key. All the metro apps with narrator have to be navigated using tab. So the, you know, down arrow up arrow support which you would get is gone now. So you no longer use the arrow keys to navigate any apps. Some of the apps, the arrow keys will work, but the others, they are really not going to work. So here we go then. What I'm going to do now is just going to
world link.
Okay, so world. If you press enter on this, it will give you world news.
Party over for Somali pirates. Attacks way down.
This is really
Associated Press. 7 hours ago.
It's by Associated Friends. Associated Press. So here you go. You got the idea of the news app here. You need to navigate the tab, and it'll give you a link, and it will read the text below the link, which is really nice. With JAWS, what you have to do is just use the up and down arrow, and it'll give you a link. And then if you only read the text below the link, use the down arrow key. So this reads both to you in the same window. Okay then, the last thing I've got to show you is Internet Explorer 10, which someone asked me to show you, which is similar like Firefox, but once again, I'm going to show the default pages itself. Not going to go into, not going to go into any other page.
Start menu, pane, focus on mail. Software informer,
this is like the quick podcast here, because I had shown you all this in part 1 and no 2, so
internet,
there's no use going to details
internet
here.
Enter.
So I've opened up Internet Explorer here, it's opening up a page.
Window opened, http://in.msn.com/?macro=1uc MSN India Hotmail News.
So it's open MSN India. And there you go. Here also down arrow does not work.
Empty line. Tap.
Yeah, it does.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
No, it does not work.
T20 World Cup. Link.
Yeah, this is an interesting news here. T20 World Cup is on.
FDI link.
FDI is another issue.
Value
let's see if the heading level navigation work here. I think it's caps lock K or let's see.
Caps lock.
No, it's
next table.
Okay. We'll just go through the list of Internet Explorer keys quickly. Caps lock plus F2.
Caps lock. Available item commands window, focus on search box, activate, selected, 1 of 5. Scroll into view, select, place text in search, set focus to item, show all narrator commands, set focus, show all narrator, tab, up arrow, tab, down arrow.
So here we go.
FDI link.
Let's see, what was a keystroke here?
No next text.
Okay, no next text.
Space. No next text. No next text. Full stop. Move to end of text.
So it works kind of.
Info icon image. Internet Explorer cannot display the web page. What you can try. Image. You are not. Address and search.
It works kind of good, but I've not. I don't remember the heading level keys, but they will work. So even Internet Explorer, you have seen. I'm just going to that MSN page, and let's navigate a bit. So you see up and down arrows do not do anything.
Twitter widgets iframe.
Just tab Twitter widget.
Twitter widgets iframe event hub.
So you can see how does it support even iframes and flashes and things. So really I should at the conclusion.
Explorable text. Advertisement. Explorable text.
Okay. It's saying explorable text here. Let's see what we have got here. I'll press caps lock M.
Info icon image. Internet Explorer cannot display.
Okay, anyway. There's some issue there. So, in the conclusion, I can really conclude this podcast by saying that Narita is a very good alternative to a screen reader with Windows 8. It is an emerging screen reader which will develop over years. I think this is about 50-60% developed here, but you may differ on the things. So here you go, you have seen how it supports Firefox, you see how it supports Metro apps. I've not shown you music and all in this podcast because I had already shown music with the narrator already, so that is already covered the way it works. So all those things which I've shown you with narrator, I have not shown in this one. This one was just a quick demo of the things that I've shown you with JAWS or NVDA and not with narrator, just to show you how does it work. And I could not show you the list of applications. That's one thing which is it kind of works basically the same way. But it does not say that scrolling container. It just shows you list of applications, one of 30, and gives you a link. It gives you more information like click here to install the app and all. So it works out well. And I should say NVDA is a bit more informative than JAWS in some aspects, because you saw the links. How it is to give you the URL under the link, that's the link address, which JAWS does not give. There may be a way to make it to give that information, which I don't know. But to say without doing anything, without changing any settings, narrator is more informative than the free or the commercial screen readers, I should really say. If you want to contact me with the feedback, you can of course do it on the list, but if there's something which you want to contact me off the list, my email ID is austinpinto, that's austinpinto @gmail.com. You can search for me on Facebook with the same email ID. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Google Plus, Twitter. Twitter is Austin M. Pinto, that's my Twitter name, so you can follow me there. You can follow me on Skype. My Skype name is austinpinto.3, or just put in my email ID there and you will get me there. I really want, you know, if anyone is on Facebook from this list and have listened to my podcast, I would really like you to be friends on Facebook with me and share your experience, how it has been for you with the podcast. How do you like the podcast? And you can chat with me regarding other features of Windows 8 also. Look forward to having all of y'all as a friend on Facebook.